Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First of all, if you could just describe, you know, what happened. How did you know you were sick?
On the 13th of March, I went home from work with a sore throat, and I'd heard through our HR alert system that somebody in the office had tested positive for that COVID-19. So on Friday night, I had developed that sore throat, and then it immediately turned into a temperature, which lasted 8 days. In that time frame, I had reached out to my primary care doctor, Pete Lipson, and he did a couple telemedicine appointments with me and told me to watch out for shortness of breath. And on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd, I went into the ER trying to get admitted, and I didn't meet the requirements. So they sent me home, but told me I was basically positive for the COVID-19 virus. That Sunday, the 22nd, I woke up and I couldn't breathe. I was having difficulty breathing. I went back after talking to Pete. He told me to just go directly back to the ER. And at that point, they measured my oxygen level, which was below about 90%. And that triggered the admittance to the ER. That started it.
This is emotional and scary. This is Jason here, Darren. Thanks for doing this with us. This is emotional and scary at the same time. Tell us about the hospital stay. How long were you there? And maybe paint a picture for what that was like, what the hospital looked like at the time.
I first off to mention the doctors, the nurses, the support staff. They were amazing. To be out there in front of that virus, helping people, risking their own lives. Incredible. I can't believe the job that they do, and I'm so grateful. I don't think I'd be here without them. But it was pretty scary. Being alone is the big thing. You're isolated. You have no visitors. But, you know, I remember the two nurses. The day nurse was Kristen. She would come in, write her name down and her number, and she said, call me if you need anything. And then my night nurse was Stephanie, and she did the exact same thing, and they kept me going for, I was 12 days in total in the hospital. I was, I think, about 8 days in what they call the medical progressive care unit, which they were treating me for the respiratory issue. But it was, I would wish that on nobody.
And again, we are on the live line now with Darren McBride. He, again, nearly died from COVID-19, spending 12 days in the hospital. Again, Darren, sorry for that interruption there, but could you explain to us, when do you think that you started to turn the corner, and how did your symptoms change from severe to thinking that, you know, I actually might pull through this?
Yeah, so they put me on a series of antibiotics to start with. They treated me with that hydroxychloroquine, the number of steroids to treat the pneumonia. And the combination of those antibiotics and the drugs, within 2 days, 3 days, the temperature went away or was reduced. And but I still had the breathing issue, and that was the bigger problem.
Hey, Darren, speaking of the breathing problem, did that maybe come back later on, a couple of days later, or no?
It started from day one, and they were treating me with two oxygen sources to try to keep me off the ventilator, which worked. But then they have to wean you off of it. So they, over that course of 12 days, took me from 100% oxygen down to 5% on the last 2 days. And I was able to keep my oxygen levels up, which made me turn the corner.
So Darren, I know you, and you know, I've seen you before.
Yeah.
You're a healthy, you know, vibrant man. Were you shocked to get this illness? And is this the worst thing you've ever had?
I think it's probably one of the worst things I've experienced. I'm surprised. I think of myself as a pretty healthy person. I try to eat right. I try to exercise. So it took me totally by surprise. My primary care doctor was floored by it. But it's one of the hardest things I've faced in life.
Having been so surprised by this to come over your body and take over your systems, what's the message to somebody out there who may be, well, maybe not taking this so seriously?
It is serious. I believe it depends on the person, their immune system. It impacts people in different ways, but I'm a pretty healthy person, and I was pushed to the brink. It scared me. I have three children, and it was a difficult situation.
Just an all-around great guy. Darren McBride, we are so grateful that you are okay and that you survived COVID-19. Thank you for coming on the air with us and sharing your experience. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, and I wish all the best to the healthcare workers, the first responders, the doctors. They're doing an incredible job.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.